The politically motivated coalition of religious groups called Faith in Action for Strength Together, or FAST, wants a local hiring ordinance, but they want it to include a provision that would make contractors hire people with criminal records. Proponents, including Gwendolyn Williams, say that would not only help the local unemployment rate, but would also reduce recidivism.
If we indeed are serious about hiring people that cannot otherwise get jobs, we have to include them. We cannot exclude them. So the amendment is a necessity. And for those that have been supporting this movement all along, we encourage you to make that amendment to the article for the ex-offenders, for so many hours can be set aside, work hours that are needed so that they can be hired. Because there is no way that we can have people coming back into society and yet say, you're back into society, but you're not really back because you can't get a job.
The idea of putting something on the books to boost the number of people hired locally has been kicked around at St. Pete City Council for more than a year. They finally have a draft ordinance that would require contractors hired by the city to fill a quarter of their labor hours on jobs totaling $2 million or more with unemployed or underemployed workers from Florida. Steve Kona III, president of Associated Builders and Contractors, Florida Gulf Coast Chapter, said the ordinance has too many holes. He suggested dropping the quota and allowing contractors to work on a good faith basis.
We find that workable hours could be in severe conflict with state, local, and federal apprenticeship training laws. For example, our apprenticeship program, you need two journeymen to one apprentice. To get 25% on a project for every trade is it's really unobtainable.
But that argument was met with sarcasm by proponents of imposing a hiring rule, including FAST Bill Dudley.
There's been some discussion about good faith effort being a great substitute for this ordinance. And I just wanted to say that you can all go home now, that the city will hereby be run on good faith effort. Everybody will try hard. No theft, no murder. We don't need a police force. We do know that, in fact, good faith effort is not enough.
Dudley is the nephew of City Council member Bill Dudley. Mike Connors, the city's administrator, said imposing the ordinance would create an unfunded mandate for the city.
During the course of construction, staff would then have to monitor all the labor being done on the project in order to determine what's the total labor hours spent on a month-to-month basis, and then review payroll records that the contractor would have to submit as part of his monthly draw to further determine those workers that are considered unemployed or underemployed.
And Mayor Bill Foster threatened to veto the measure if it passes as is.
Give us an opportunity to digest this and to figure out the administrative cost to regulate these contracts that will be forthcoming.
City Council members voted to defer a vote until after a workshop they plan to have within 20 days where they will work out all the kinks in the ordinance. Council member Wengay Newton made a motion to include what he called a hard-to-hire provision in the ordinance that fell in line with what FAST members were requesting.
All we're asking for here is an opportunity. That's it. And you just heard from everybody that spoke. Power concedes to nothing but demand. If you don't demand it, it will not happen. Good faith is just that. It's reality unseen. And hopefully, in a perfect world, everybody would do the right thing. But when they don't, you have to have things in place that will give the opportunity to the people to be able to have the right to work and be productive citizens in this city.
His motion was seconded by Councilmember Steve Cornell, but did not pass. The matter will likely be discussed when council meets to work out a new draft ordinance. After the vote to defer the issue, members of FAST gathered outside City Hall said they were disgusted with the vote to delay a decision again. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.